Marilyn Strada is here this morning. How are you?
Great, and that was quite a segue. Sorry. I've got to tell you, that worked well.
So who's our guest today?
Our guest is Dale Kubinka. He is the City of Bryan's GIS coordinator.
Imagine that!
Isn't that something?
What are the chances?
I was lucky.
Yep.
I wanted him to come in today and explain to the public how they can use our GIS services on our website.
And yeah.
He is the king of GIS.
He's the GIS dude.
He is.
Dale, how you doing?
Just fine. How about yourself?
Good. How long you been doing this?
Oh, I've been working in the GIS field for about 18 years now.
Okay.
I'm in my ninth year at the City of Bryan.
Yeah. It's a little bit daunting and a little bit intimidating at the beginning, and I know one of the main things is to make this user-friendly for people because there's a ton of information
Correct.
That's available there.
Yes.
So when they get there, and give us an idea of some of the things they can find at GIS, either about the city or maybe about their individual property.
Okay. If you navigate to our City of Bryan website, we've got a series of different maps that are available there that range from anything as simply as finding information about your property, streets, where they're located within the city, a streets and properties map, or we can go into maybe our public works. Maybe if you want to find out when your trash is being picked up, solid waste, bulk and brush days, there are maps there that you can go in, navigate to your property and find out what day of the week those are picked up. There's other maps there that will let you know where your nearest fire station is. There's a public safety map, fire station, police department, city council maps. There's a map there to let you know which council district you live in and who your council members are. On the public safety side, we've got a map there that'll tell you who your net officer, your neighborhood enforcement team officer is. If you have something you want to communicate with the police department, you can go find out who your net officer. New development, there's a new development. If you're curious about what that dirt work is being
done. Where's it going? What are they going to do with that?
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
You can go out and take a look at the map there and by clicking on the actual parcel there, it'll bring you into the actual plans for maybe what that new development is, who the engineer is working on that, who the developer is, and some more information about that. So there's a series of different things you can find there about the city and your property. There's many other tools that are available there as well. As we spoke of a minute ago, there's some tools there to allow you to take some measurements. If you're looking at maybe doing some work on your property and you will need to find out some area or need to measure distances across a piece of property, you're able to do that as well.
You know, one of the things is, for instance, going back to the dirt work. Now, obviously, if you're going to go measure your property or some of those things, those don't change. But developmentally, the city does change.
Absolutely.
So how often do you update those GIS maps so that they'll know what that dirt work is, for instance?
So the data in the back end of the map is actually updated constantly. There are staff in many different departments across the city that are editing that data daily. So, for instance, on the new development site, that data is being edited by folks over in Public Works on a daily basis. Some of our base information, if we get to imagery, we're on about a two-year cycle where we update the imagery in the background. Our streets layer, those are touched daily. We've got an analyst that works on that and updates that data daily. So the majority of the data is being touched at all times. Even our property information, we actually the Brazos County Central Appraisal District provides that to us. We get that about on a monthly basis. So the data is being updated constantly.
It can really, and again, it's a little daunting in the beginning, but like most guys, I didn't want to read the instructions. I got frustrated the first two or three times I did it. But if you take the 10 minutes to just go through, y'all have explained it. And it's becoming more user-friendly as technology advances, too.
Absolutely. We've actually recently went through a refresh of our maps, and they're more, I like to say, Google-ish. Google Maps, you're able to move around very simply with the mouse and your wheel, roll in and out and navigate across the maps very simply. So if you have you're able to do that in Google Earth or Google Maps.
I think that's probably helped too, as people
Absolutely.
Have used that. They're not nearly as intimidated. But it is. There's a ton of information there. Like you said, anything from when your trash gets picked up to who your city council member is. Topography, I guess that's on there too.
Yes,
if they want to know that.
Topography, your floodplain, flood zones, that information, contour lines. Just a multitude. At last check, I believe we have somewhere over 600 layers that are maintain at the city. So there's lots of information out there, a lot of information that's available publicly, a lot of information we use internally for a lot of our analysis and development.
Sure. Okay, so Dale, when they get...
Speaking of layers, one of the most used, I think, functions of our GIS is the cemetery information. We always have a lot of people calling, wanting to know who's buried where, and if we direct them to GIS, you can see who owns those spaces,
really?
Who is buried in those spaces.
I tracked down
some relatives that way.
Found
some grave sites nearby. I wanted to know if there was a connection. So a lot of folks use that, and he does a really good job on keeping that up to date. And it is very easy to use.
So, Dale, when they go to the landing page at brian.gov, where do they need to go to find the GIS maps?
If you navigate to the departments tab up at the top of the page, when you scroll down, it's the very last one, Geographic Information Services. And when you click there, it'll take you to a disclaimer page. Once you accept that disclaimer, the list of all the maps that are available will pop up there, and you can navigate wherever you'd like.
You may geek out over there. Just be careful. May spend hours there. So good. Dale, thanks for the time this morning.
Yes, sir.
Anything else?
Want to add that our next Lunch and Learn is the Information Technology Department. Bits and bytes.
Uh-huh.
Now, we had a deep conversation about that.
Okay.
Like you were talking about this morning.
Yeah.
We thought about geeks and leeks or nerds and birds. But we decided to go with bits and bytes,
So
it's August 24th, noon, and you can learn more about what IT does. They do a really good job supporting the rest of us and keeping us functioning. Public safety, they play a huge role in public safety.
Maybe have a contest, have the citizens name the next one.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to hear y'all are bouncing stuff off the walls there. Thanks for the time this morning.
You bet. Thank you.